Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Ashes to Ashes, your home for modern pop in all its forms on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. We're the campus community radio station of Concordia University, and we're online worldwide at CJLO.com. And I'm your host for the 60 Minutes of Bops, Alex Vijay Collins. I've been away for a few weeks with summer. You know, sometimes I don't feel quite like, you know, making a new show, going into the station. But I feel for August, I want to be back here every week. And there's just so many pop songs out this summer that I really want to play and share with everybody in case they haven't heard it. And even if they have heard it, I want them to hear it again because I think it's so great that we just got to keep listening to it. And this weekend saw Oceaga come and go to Montreal. Of course, if we're speaking about pop, I think the biggest thing would be Chapel Roan coming into another festival and performing at an afternoon slot, but having crowds that are as big, if not bigger, than the actual headliners of the festival. I saw online that her set at Lollapalooza in Chicago was perhaps the biggest crowd ever at the festival, and that's been going for 3 decades now, much, much longer than Oceaga, which started, I think, in 2006, if I remember correctly. But yeah, that's one festival down this summer. There's another one coming up in September. Once we start fall, they announced their whole lineup today. It's Pop Montreal, which I would say is probably my favorite festival in the city because it showcases a lot of underground artists, both local and from abroad, that you don't see on other lineups. And you also might end up seeing them on bigger stages years down the line. And so my Instagram feed, you know, I mostly follow artists on it. I only have it for my show. And everyone's, you know, posting about, you know, them performing at this year's edition of Pop Montreal. And one of those artists who I'm a big fan of is Amory Sanford. She released her debut record, Continue As Amory, back in May on Night School Records, which is a Scottish label that notably has Molly Nielsen under their auspices. And Amory, she records just under her first name, is someone who's been in the Montreal scene for quite a long time now. She formerly recorded under the name Alpenglow and is also part of a duo called Born at Midnight with David Carrière, who you might know his guitar stylings in the pop quartet Tops, who I think are my favorite group from Montreal and one of my absolute favorites, just period. Anyway, I realize I'm doing a lot of talking and I prefer playing pop music rather than talking. So here's a song by Amory from the album Continuous Amory. It's called Cloud 9, or just C9 on the album, but that's what it means. And it features another really great local artist who also, like Amory, is from the Maritimes originally. It's Fireball Kid, and he'll be at Pop Montreal 2 in September. So yeah, here's Cloud 9, Amory, Fireball Kid on Ashes to Ashes. Keep it locked on CJLO.
Summertime, it's raining and pouring. You you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're waving bars at us from the roof. I like your friends, and you're cool too.
Get
a cloud nine, make it out of summertime.
It's party time.
Cloud nine, take me down from heaven's delight. 'Cause when I think of you, I flow away.
I'm scared that all we got to wait.
Cloud nine, raining on our parade.
Draws me kisses. chasing all of the guys who love the type. We just don't know where to draw the line. Cheerleader, thought she needed me, but I need her. It's not fair. Your fault, you're living in a madhouse. I can't back down. Aren't you tired of blending into the background? She's got hearts in her eyes, saying, boy, you better watch the time. Cause if you're not mine, I'd rather see you burn alive. Says she hates me cause it's not fair. She does now. But do I wish her the best, or do I actually miss her? She had hearts in her eyes, she was rooting for me all the time. Her love, the type that makes you dedicate your life. Oh, my cheerleader, thought she needed me, but I need her. It's not fair.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to Ashes to Ashes, your home for modern pop in all its forms, on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, online worldwide, at CJLO.com. And that was Summer 2000, Baby, by George Clanton and TV Girl, both artists teaming up together, just released today that dual single featuring Summer 2000, Baby, as well as another single whose name I... Take a Trip, that is the name of it. And those two artists will be touring Europe together, which explains why they put out that double single. And that track, it sounds like it's trying to recreate something off Primal Scream's Screamadelica and live that early 90s hippie, let's take some ecstasy at the rave sort of vibes. And I'm all for it. It's a terrific song, and it's perfect for these August days of summer where, you know, it's still very, very hot. Us in Montreal just got out of a week-long heat wave that, thank God, is finally over. I like, you know, summer weather and being on the terrace and that, but not where right away you step out and you feel like you've hit a wall of thick mugginess. That's not fun at all. But yeah, it's perfect soundtrack for the summer. And speaking of artists who are a wonderful accompaniment for whatever you're doing during the summer, and who also want to bring back the sonics of the 90s, highly, highly recommend Peggy Gu, the Korean DJ who is based in Berlin. She's a mainstay, at the Berghain Club, where the rejection rate is very high. I guess it's like the Harvard or Yale of clubs in that they don't let very many people in who try to get in. But those that do, well, that's where the difference ends. Unlike Harvard and Yale, I'm sure it's much more enjoyable at the Berghain. Not for me, really. I guess, yeah, but still, I can imagine the fun that goes on there. Anyway, all that being said, Peggy Gu released a terrific album, her debut, in June called I Hear You. And along with Charlie XCX's Brat, it's been my personal soundtrack this summer. So I'm going to play the track that's right smack dab in the middle and is probably the most pop-worthy moment on the album. It's called It Goes Like Na 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 by Peggy Gu here on Ashes to Ashes.
on my mind. I guess it goes like na 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 na.
That was Welsh DJ and electronic producer Kelly Lee Owens with Love You Got. And that track is off her upcoming LP entitled Dream State, coming out October 18th, out on DH2, which is the sequel record label to Dirty Hit, which is run by the 1975. And DH2 is run by 1975's George Daniel, a.k.a. fiancé to Charlie XCX. And before that, we had Peggy Goo with It Goes Like Na 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 off her just wonderful debut album, I Hear You. That said, not my favorite album artwork. It's got Goo with, I can't remember, there's a specific title for it, and I don't know why I'm miming it right now as I describe it, since no one is watching me. I'm on the radio. But yeah, anyway, she's got this headpiece on that sort of, it looks like a kaleidoscope, and it shows her ears in, like, as if it was like a sound system. I'm not sure how to describe it. There's a specific term for it, sorry. But it's not the greatest artwork for an album, but sometimes that happens. Sometimes the songs are better than the artwork. For me, normally, if the album is good, the artwork happens to be good. This is one of those exceptions. Anyway, we're going to get back to some local music because I feel I've been playing too much music from abroad, and I want to put a spotlight back onto the terrific local artists that we have here in Montreal. And one of them who I've just discovered, and yet again, I'm always amazed at how just when I think I know all there is to know about Montreal music, who the artists are around here, then I discover a new one, happily, I should say. It's never a bad thing being proven wrong in this case. And the artist in question is Leo Lo, who just released a single entitled Shapeshifter at the beginning of the month, and it follows a few singles he's released this year, and he released it on August 1st, just in time for the start of Montreal's Pride Month, because us, we do it in August, not in June, as everyone else does. I know it's technically because there's a lot of festivals in Montreal going on in June, but part of me, as much as a born and raised Montreal, and as much as me that adores this city, also thinks, can we really not do all of them at the same time? This is where it makes me think, you know, I just went on vacation to New York City for the first time in May for a week, and I was amazed. I loved it. It was what I expected it to be, which was Montreal on steroids, and where, you know, every few blocks felt like its own ecosystem. And, you know, I doubt they have to, you know, push back festivals and such because there's just too much going on. Anyway, this is a digression and away from Shapeshifter by Leo Lo, which is a terrific song that is a sort of, I don't mean this in a bad way when I say standard issue bop, at least it seems like that at first, and then midway through switches into like some sort of, you know, Sophie-esque electronic production, and, you know, just takes a swerve left turn and then gets you back on the op ramp to, you know, bop bliss. So I hope I did a good job describing that. The song will do much better than I can. That's always the case. I'm just the person who, you know, plays the tunes. I hope that I have good taste and that you enjoy it too. But yeah, here's Leo Lo, Shapeshifter on Ashes to Ashes, only on CJLO.
Something about you that I can't explain, like a new melody that cannot be contained. Though it doesn't fit, I know it does belong, and if I can find more, then I'll write a song just for you. Your skin, time to find out, but now there's no turning back.
Putting holes in your head. We've been talking for months, but never in the same room. Now I wanna approach ya, but we've been keeping this a secret. And you're surrounded by friends, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk. Thinking about me, I'm kinda thinking you are. I followed you to the bathroom, but then I felt crazy. I'm feeling like I'm on fire, 'cause we've been keeping this a secret, and all your friends are still there, and I'm just wondering. Wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I think you're getting closer, 'cause I've been getting nervous. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me, 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 talk to
to me, wish you just talk to me, talk to me, talk to me.
Talk to me in French, talk to me in Spanish, talk to me in your own made up language. Doesn't matter if I understand it, talk right in my ear. Tell me your secrets and fears. Once you talk to me, I'll talk to you and say, hey, let's get out of here. Shall we go back to my place, 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 place?
That's Charlie XCX, of course, with her track Talk Talk from what I think is going to end up on everyone's album of the year list, Brat. And she released a remix of one of the bonus tracks from Brat, Guess, with another star-studded remix, this one featuring Billie Eilish. And to be honest, it's not that I'm not a fan of the song per se, but there's a reason, like most bonus track, you know, deluxe edition versions of albums, there's a reason why they weren't on the album proper. And the three songs that are on Brat, and it's the same, but it's got three more songs and it's not, I can't remember the full thing, unfortunately. But yeah, those three are just not as good as what's on Brat proper. And Talk Talk, to me, is one of the most underrated songs from the record. I felt that way about Apple at first when Brat came out, but then again, you know, then it blew up on TikTok and that with the dance, so hopefully that happens to Talk Talk too, because I think it's one of the best songs, one of the purely most, you know, enjoyable, happy songs on the record, and just like many of the others, you know, perfectly embodies the spirit of the record. But now we got to get to a second and last ad break for the hour. But then after that, we got some more bops before we finish off this week's episode of Ashes to Ashes, your home for modern pop in all its forms on CJLO.
Au cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal, 10$ au tarif régulier et 8$ pour les étudiants, les enfants et les aînés. Nous offrons également des cinécartes de 6 billets pour encore plus d'économies. Venez nous voir à la Casa d'Italia, juste en face de la station Jean Talon. Et rendez-vous au cinémapublic.ca pour découvrir notre programmation. Le cinéma public pour un cinéma vivant.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Quiet in my bedroom, half asleep. Loud explosions in my head, I cry.
Red brick, smash the glass message over the wall that I can't pass. In a moment, something is broken. See that tower made of glass? This little thing weighs a weapon. I gotta wrap it. I feel like I might throw it. I feel like I might throw
listening to Ashes to Ashes on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, online cjlo.com. That was Claudia Bouvette with her track With or Without You, spelt in an acronym form, that new single out on Bon Sound. She's released a few new songs in the last few months, hopefully a new LP to come after her debut album from 2022, The Paradise Club. Lots of great bops on that one. Highly recommend listening to Claudia Bouvette if you haven't already. Before that track was Cécile Believe with her new single Red Brick. And that track is off her EP that is coming out this very Friday August 8th. It's called Tender the Spark and is out on Ambient Tweets. She's released a couple of singles already from that, Ponytail and which was the other one again? Blink Twice. That was the other one. It's crazy to think we're already at the end of this week's episode of Ashes to Ashes. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I did. Very happy to be back in the studio and playing the pop songs that I've really been liking at this moment. And, I mean, I will be back, ideally, in the studio for the next few weeks because there's so many more songs. I keep a list on my phone of tracks I want to play. And there's just so many that have built up and that I did not get to play because 60 minutes, you know, it's actually a short amount of time once you're actually in here and you're playing the songs that you like and you realize, oh no, there's not enough time. There's so many more songs I want to play. But I do have time at least for one more song. And this might be my favorite song that has come out in the last week or so. It's by local artist by way of Vancouver, Jeanette King, who released an amazing album back in 2021 entitled What We Lost. And it's been a long while since she's come out with, you know, a project other than a few singles and such. But a few months ago, she released what ended up becoming the first single from that LP, Paradise, which is a great throwback track, really late 80s, early 90s, perfect. You know, it's got the big beat, the sparkling synths, perfect for, you know, just being at the park with your friends, having a barbecue, that sort of track. But now she's got a new single that just came out called This Might Be It. And it's a joyous track, really just wonderful. And what I love about it, though, is that there's a bit of doubt in the title itself. It sounds like you finally reached whatever the promised land. I don't mean it necessarily in a religious way, but secular way as well. But this might be it. So there's not certainty, but there's still hope that it will very well be where Jeanette King or the listener wants to end up at the end of it all. So yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful song. And that track is from her upcoming second album, which is entitled Incantation. And it is out, I believe, October. I'm not sure the date. I'm on her actual page right now and I do not see it, actually. But I know it's in October. It's out on Birthday Cake Records. So you can pre-order the record now. And if you haven't listened to it, here's This Might Be It by Jeanette King on Ashes to Ashes, your home for modern pop in all its forms on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. We're the campus community radio station of Concordia University. We're also online worldwide at CJLO.com. I've been your host for the 60 Minutes of Bops, Alex Vijay Collins. I'll be back next week, but now, Jeanette King, This Might Be It. Sometimes it's agonizing.
spaces for my